Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and we've got all sorts of insanity going on as we speak. We're tracking down State Senator Siobhan Donovan. I don't know if maybe they got called back into session or something, or she might be delivering a baby. It's kind of weird when you have somebody you're trying to get who's an OBGYN, M-O-U-S-E, and then they go, well, I'd like to talk to you, but I got to bring a new life into the world. I'll have to get back to you. So, all right, well, if somebody can track down the good doctor, then we will chat with her, State Senator Siobhan Dunham. We're going to talk about the Senate Bill 1303. This is being thrown around. And again, there are days that I feel my entire job is like a cleanup on aisle 7, where you get such ridiculous, nonsensical garbage handed to you. And then you're told, oh, by the way, this is very important news. You hear it, you read it, you see it. Times Dispatch doing what could only be described as a loving fawning piece on State Senator Louise Lucas. I get it. The editorial policy is left of center. I'm actually okay with that. I really am. I understand that there are editorial policies at newspapers. And for those who are under the age of 50, I'll explain to you some other day what a newspaper is. But there's always been an editorial policy. And that's why you have editorial pages. And the reality, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, is that that editorial policy has always sort of snuck into coverage. The one that I use is the best example. For my years in Boston, right? I was a columnist for the Boston Herald. Boston Herald was a right-of-center newspaper. Now, the news itself was reported factually, but the editorial policy was definitely right-of-center. Just the way it was. And there were people I know who read the Herald going, well, I know it's the news. You absolutely cover the news. The reporter covered the news, but well, we can kind of feel that there's a right of center. I got you. Yeah, I wouldn't dispute that. The competitor, the Boston Globe. Boston Globe, left of center. In fact, the Boston Globe was so left of center that what you really had, as I always described, it was the Kennedy family newsletter. Thoroughly left of center. Now, I read the Times Dispatch. I know people over there. I really like and admire many of the people who are over there. But this piece on Louise Lucas, my God, it was almost like saying, oh, you know, she's a lovely woman and let's take a look at her butterfly collection. It was crazy. And then the payoff, after they said she's assembled, 20,000 Twitter followers? Then they have to acknowledge that Winsome Sears, our beautiful, wonderful lieutenant governor, has 100,000 plus. I don't know. It just seemed a little bizarre to me. That's all I can tell you. And as I listen to the Democrats now repeating ad nauseum, well, we have to wear a mask. We have to do this. And this doesn't do that. And you go, wait a minute. How about some facts? So Senate Bill 1303, this is at the heart of all of this. And I thought, let's get the woman who, quite frankly, shepherded SB 1303, helped craft it, and let's get the answer right from her. Our friend, Dr. Siobhan Dunavant, State Senator Siobhan Dunavant. Doc, Senator Siobhan, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is always mine. So let's just get down to it. What does 1303 say? Are we all forced to wear masks for the foreseeable future?
Not based on 1303. 1303 shamed the governor of Virginia because he failed to open schools despite all the evidence that was required schools to be reopened. And I had to carry a bill and build a bipartisan coalition of exasperated parents in the legislature that got that done. And that bill now, I think it's such a thorn in their side that they have twisted its meaning to accommodate their own agenda. 1303 says schools must open. What did Governor Ralph Northam say? He said schools must mitigate and open if you can. 1303 says open schools, keep them open, and mitigate to the best of your ability. The actual language that it uses is maximally practicable. You are to comply with CDC as is maximally practicable. And so, first of all, to be clear, the CDC doesn't mandate masks. The CDC recommends masks. It, like a doctor, provides advice to parents for their consideration, but it doesn't go so far as our governor did, which obviously, if our governor really thought 1303 was a max mandate, why did he have to pass a mandate last year? And if the law said you had to wear it, why did we never hear from the attorney general? We only heard from a governor who was a doctor and a superintendent who was a teacher. So we have a Democrat lawyer who's a constitutionalist, Senator Chad Peterson, who was the chief co-patron with me on that bill, who said unequivocally, there is nothing about 1303 that has a mask mandate. But the Democrats and the media in conjunction are quite effective in using anything they can. And if they say it enough, it's true, right? It's not true. It's not true. 1303 is protecting you from having your schools closed. And we're actually going to take the sunset clause off of that this year unless the Democrats kill it, and then we can hold them accountable so that schools always have to stay open. And then we're going to have to get to the solution on this because the Democrats have confounded it so much by the courts.
Now, you mentioned Senator Chad Peterson, who was part of this, as you say, the chief co-patron. So what is he doing? Has he gone to his fellow Democrats and said, look, I get it. You may or may not like this, but stop referring to this bill in the way you're referring to it. You're making us all look like idiots.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Chad's done. I'm sure he would talk to you because he's quite reasonable. But he had a magnificent opinion piece, op-ed, in Richmond Times-Dispatch about a week ago, where he said school has to go back to normalcy. Enough with our kids. And it very much spoke to the same issues that you're hearing from me, and that is, you know, we need to have some common sense, and we don't need anybody deciding for us. There are complicated variables involved here, and there are real reasons that parents might have to weigh other priorities besides COVID, especially when in the context of risk of COVID is very small for children. But the risk of learning loss, if they can't see words being formed by a teacher, and we have so many children with language learning delays now, there are a lot of issues that we need to have a conversation about. And this absolutism that you're hearing from the Democrats is their way of avoiding the conversation.
Siobhan Dunavant is joining us, State Senator Dr. Siobhan Dunavant, who knows far more about these issues than the vast majority of folks up there in the General Assembly. So let me ask you then, what is the next step? You and I both acknowledge it's not being treated honestly or fairly by the Democrats. The news folks are doing a terrible job of twisting it, simply regurgitating the Democrats' talking points. So for we who are parents, because that's who this is all about, really, we who are parents of kids in the schools, what are we supposed to do next?
Well, I would say that it's kind of a tiered set of legal issues.
Okay.
The first is the mask mandate that Governor Northam placed is gone. Mm-hmm. The second is that schools constitutionally, school divisions and, and school boards have the constitutional authority to set policy for school districts. Governor Youngkin gave parents the right to opt out, which honestly is very consistent with every other practice we have in Virginia. And with policies, they're almost, I can't think of one that's absolute, that there isn't a conversation about exceptions.
Sure.
So now what's happened is, as the Attorney General was looking at offering an opinion on this that would have clarified the issue, there has been a lawsuit against Governor Youngkin from parents in Chesapeake. When there's a lawsuit that is active, the Attorney General cannot offer an opinion, because when you have law decided, the weight of law is decided in different ways. One is legislation that's passed by us. The other is when the courts consider it and they actually make a decision about what that legislation means. And that has far more weight than an opinion, even when it comes from the Attorney General. So what will happen now is the Attorney General will represent Governor Youngkin and make that point in court, and then it will be binding because it will be a court decision, and I have every expectation that they will show that there's nothing about 1303 that requires a mandate. And then we get back to the conversation we should be having right now, which is, how do we build a school opportunity for our kids that is both safe and sensitive to the fact that there's not one size fits all.
Yeah.
And that's really important when our kids have had a year out of school, because school was obstructed from opening by regulations that Governor Northam had placed.
Absolutely. Listen, I appreciate you making time for us, and you know, I've said this to you personally and privately, but I'll say it again. There are so many people who are not just concerned about this issue, but supportive of you, who appreciate your role in advocating for those of us who are parents, for always standing up there, doing the right thing, even though you're outnumbered. You're a voice of absolute brilliance and clarity and common sense. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
That is Siobhan Donovan. Many titles there. Dr. Siobhan Donovan, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, at least in theory, technically still my state senator, although the redistricting took Hanover out of her district. I don't know who we're going to wind up with, but whoever is fortunate enough to have Siobhan Donovan as their member of the state Senate, boy, you are lucky. You are blessed. All right, so there you have it. The woman who truly crafted, created, shepherded Senate Bill 1303 through the General Assembly, explains what it really means, explains what's really in there, and it is consistent with what Governor Youngkin is doing. So, if in fact you hear from Democrats saying something else, if in fact you hear from a news person telling you something else, well, you will know they are wrong. Simple as that. Then you have to figure out why they would be sharing information which is demonstrably untrue with you. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.